Wessels, John. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. May 17, 1900. Dear Brother John Wessels, I need not repeat to you that which I have written to Elder Daniels. I could not sleep after 11 o'clock p.m. and have been up trying to write. I hope that everything will work with your own and your mother's business so that you can return to New South Wales as soon as possible. We see a great work to be done, and I feel very much straitened until I see that many souls are being saved. I do not wish to leave this field. A telegram has come for me to come to America in August, but I have no light as yet. The cloud does not move to tell me I must go. I have had a talk with Dr. Caro and Sharp. They say the time has been extended 3 months before they will have to leave the house. In this time, a building can be put up, if not all completed, so that it will not be necessary to move twice. If you were only on the ground now, the work would be going forward in preparation for building. I feel so sorry that you are both absent now. What a work is before us! We need greater faith in Christ and the Father. For this we must certainly have, else we shall be counted with the unbelievers. We see great opportunities and a great amount of work to do. We want the sanctification of the Holy Spirit. We cannot afford to miss the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. The sanctification of the truth, confirming man's steadfastness in the faith, will constitute men laborers together with God. United with the source of all power, persevering in duty, enlarging the apprehension of the love of God in Christ Jesus, they become one with Christ, until they are complete with Christ in God. The glories that await the faithful overcomer are beyond any description. The Lord will greatly honor and exalt His faithful ones. They shall grow like the cedar, and their comprehension will be certainly increasing. And at every advanced stage of knowledge, their anticipation will fall far beneath the reality. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard. Neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them who love Him. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Our work now is to prepare for those mansions that God is preparing for those who love Him and keep His commandments. There is only one body, the Church, of which true believers are members. One Spirit, one Holy Spirit proceeding from God, is dwelling in the hearts of all, imparting a life-giving power to all. Faith in the one gospel of Jesus Christ is to be wrought in the mind and revealed in the character. A faith that works by love and purifies the soul. A faith that overcomes the world. The Lord Jesus will enlarge every mind and heart for the reception of the Holy Spirit. I would address your mother, whom I love in the Lord. I would ask her to consider that now is the time when her Lord expects her to use every capability to save her children. Her example will help them to use the Lord's talents to His own name's glory. We can now lay up for ourselves treasures in the heavens. Bind up your treasures in the work of God. Let each of your children, my dear sister in Christ Jesus, see that you are now viewing the realities of life in their true bearings. You have an influence over those who compose your family. They can use all their capabilities for the Lord Jesus Christ. They can use their God-given talents of influence and of money and serve God with a truly converted heart. Time is short. Let the little time you have be employed for your own present and eternal good by active Christian service, doing all the good possible. Redeem the time that has been lost. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Then you will have something to impart in good works, in cheerful, consecrated influence. Your mother in her old age can bear a peculiar influence for the benefit of those of her children who will be within its reach. The special testimony she can bear by precept and example in the use of her entrusted talents will make her a channel of light. She can bear a testimony of power that only those can give who have waited and suffered, and whom the Lord has sustained. I address Andrew. I ask him to give his heart to the Lord, to serve and to glorify him. Andrew, you have a soul to save or to lose. What preparation have you made for the future, eternal world? It is time for you to decide whom you will serve and under whose banner you will stand. You want something higher and better than you now have. You may exert a conscious and unconscious influence in right doing. God deserves something better from you as his subject than that which you have given him. Carefully consider, are you standing under the banner of Prince Emmanuel or under the black banner of the Prince of Darkness?
There is an obligation resting upon you to return the influence in money, that which is lent you of the Lord, to advance his cause and glorify his name. The Lord calls upon you, my son. Give me your heart. How long before you will hear his call and obey? God help you to decide for life, eternal life. This is your work now. May the Lord bless you in your youth and give you his sacred love, which will be to you more precious than gold.